Hi, I'm Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. The other day I was in church and I was going to preach a message. And out of nowhere, a thought came to me. Who is Jesus Christ? I thought about that. Like, who is he? Who is he to me and who is he to them? And like, who is he? See, when the question is asked and it is personalized, it becomes one of the most important questions that you will ever be asked or answer. It's one of those questions you cannot afford to get wrong. You cannot afford to be close, but not quite. This is not horseshoes or hand grenades. It's one of those questions that you need to know for yourself the correct answer. And it was funny, as I was preparing to deliver a totally different message, I started to really think about it and say, have I conveyed who Jesus Christ really is? Did I articulate who this one whose name we have gathered in? Do they know about him? Are they able to see Jesus in my life? Or do I know him? So I started to think again and just saying, hey, you know what? What does the Bible say about God? Randomly, I found a scripture in Isaiah 44, verse 6. It says this. It says, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and besides me, there is no God. Powerful, huh? God says in his word that there's no other God. There's no Buddha. There's no Allah. There's no polytheism. There's only monotheism. There's only God. And when I did some research, I realized, hey, Christians are not the only one who believes in one God. Shoot, the Jews believe in one God. The Rastas believe in one God. Islam believes in one God. The Zoroastrians believe in one God. And the list goes on and on. There's probably about 13, 14 religions who believe that there is one God. But who is Jesus? You see, that name brings division. The name Jesus. That name brings clarification. You can be in a room in a public place and you can say that God is good or thank God. And you can have a dozen different faiths represented in the room. And no one would be offended. Because everyone would be thinking, hey, you're giving my God props. My God is good. Yes, my God is wonderful. But as soon as you say Jesus, you're making a declaration. Jesus says it like this. I have come that they may have life and that they may have life more abundantly. And I think one of the most distinguishing aspects of Jesus is that he is a life giver. A life bringer. When someone is authentically in Christ, you could see that there is a different kind of pep to their step. And I'm not speaking about new shoes and new cars, and I'm not speaking about that. I'm just speaking about authentically, there is a change in a person. The before and afters. Jesus really brings life. He brings hope to the hopeless. Truly, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Bible called him Emmanuel, Wonderful, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty Counselor, Mighty God. All those words are adjectives that describe Jesus. But like I said earlier, this is one of those questions that in life you cannot afford to get wrong. Now, you can fail your driver's exam, and you can fail your doctoral dissertation. You can get a redo, but you can't get a redo in life. Simply said, Jesus is God. He is what we call the hypostatic union. When he was on earth, he was 100% man and 100% God. He was the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. You see, Jesus is the only way for us to live an abundant life here on earth and receive eternal life in fellowship with God. Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins so that we could be sinless in the eyes of God. Now that's important, because when I was thinking again on who is Jesus, man, I started thinking about who I am. And I'm not going to go in any detail, but I started thinking about some of the things that I've done in my life. And I saw some patterns in my life that, man, it was just disgusting. Just things that I did wrong. And I'm a sinner. Some of those things I see in my children, and I definitely see it in other people. Like, we are sinners. The best of us are sinners. The most intelligent of us are sinners. The most articulate of us are sinners. We sin. And Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins, that we could be sinless in the eyes of God. But here's the thing. If we do not receive the free gift of eternal life by experiencing the forgiveness achieved by Jesus, then the flip side is that we will receive the punishment we so justly deserve. So why would people reject this Jesus? And I believe the chief reason is that we don't really know him. You know, is Jesus the gospel preacher? Is he the gospel singer? Is Jesus the one who says, I have to be rich and I have to be famous? Is Jesus the one that says, you know, I have to turn the other cheek to someone? Like, we don't really know him. We know snapshots of him. But has someone ever taken the time to really articulate who Jesus is? So I'm just going to make this clear and brief. Jesus is God Almighty. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness the highway of our God. That was the prophecy about Jesus, that he's coming back. He is God. And he loves you. But you got to remember, he is God, meaning all-powerful, ever-present, omniscient. He is God, all-knowing. He's holy. He's righteous. Hebrews 1:3 says it like this: the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So while Jesus was on earth, he was and did exactly what the Father said and who the Father was. Everything about Jesus, his healing power, his powerful words, his weeping when his friend died, the authority that he displayed, the judgment that he rendered, the convicting and the convincing that he did. But we face a problem, because the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. that this simple message, the simple truth of who Jesus is, has been wrapped up and so perverted that many a time good people won't take the time to really hear who he is. When I first met Jesus way back in 1996, I was confused because I wanted him. I had an idea of what he looked like. I wanted him to look like me. I wanted him to be brown eyes, dark skin, you know, dreads, you know. I wanted him to be that because I couldn't embrace, so I thought, a God who didn't look like me. But when I got to know him, when I started to listen to the gospel message, when I started to read the word, I realized, I mean, Jesus could be purple with pink stripes. It really doesn't make a difference. His pigmentation is irrelevant because he's God. He's the image of the invisible God. And I love him. See, Jesus came to save us from our sins because we are sinners. You know it and I know. We do things wrong. We say things wrong. We lie, we cheat, we steal. You probably heard what happened on the media. Over 35 million people have joined a website whose sole purpose is to help you deceive the one that you claim to love by organizing different rendezvous so you can commit adultery. They get hacked and it hits the fan. People are hiring lawyers. Fortunately, some people apparently committed suicide because the shame and the guilt was just too much. But think about that. The population of Canada is approximately 35 million. That's like every single person in Canada joining this website. We're sinners. Jesus came so we didn't have to live in sin anymore. He came that we can have life and have more and have life more abundantly. Understand these things. He is faithful and he is true and he's just. And there's so much more I can tell you about Jesus. But I always believe that the best thing that you can do is not just take my words for granted, but read the Bible. God wants to speak to you. But Pastor, when I read the Bible, it gets so confusing. The words are so big. Listen, I've read the Bible and the words are not big. And it's not confusion. Not confusing, excuse me. Just find out who he is for yourself. Find out how great he is, and how wonderful he is, how faithful he is. He loves you. I heard someone say like this, Jesus must be the Lord of our lives. Imagine your life as an automobile. Jesus must be behind the wheel of your life. He has to be in control. He's the pilot. We're the co-pilot. If you're listening to this now, I thank you for that. If you don't know who Jesus is for yourself, there's a few things you can do. One, you can get into the Word and begin reading. I would recommend the Gospel of John. It's a short gospel. There's only 21 chapters in it. So you could literally read a chapter a day and be concluded in less than a month. And it gives probably one of the best overviews of Jesus' ministry. And it tells you plainly who he is. It tells you who he says he is. And that's God Almighty. Or you can get in contact with me through our website, TWI Church. Give me a call. I'll be more than happy to speak to you. But I'm going to be praying for you because I know that there's someone here who, like I was, you want to know who Jesus is for yourself. You want to be confident that you're able to answer the question when it's asked. Hey, God bless you. Bye for now.